And
not really.
Evans is Chief Smith. Okay, Governor. Yep, there I am.
Okay, I gave the board the action plan the previous meeting, and there is a slight change to it, which you should have a new one, which might be this one.
The new one, right here.
It's just, if you turn to the last page, the only thing I needed to add was we need to revise the pay scale for the part-time officers. I did a study with other townships, you know, everybody from Clinton, Mifflin, Madison to Blinden. I talked to the chief at Clinton. They pay their part-time officers kind of like about the same as we do, and they can't keep people because they keep leaving. In order to get quality people and retain those people, we're going to have to bump that up. So what I propose is we keep it at $12 per hour for training, which is approximately 60 days or 3 months. After that, it bumps to 15. After that, after 1 year from then, based on their performance, it would bump up $1 per year, and it would cap at $18 per hour, which is much more competitive, and it would allow us to keep the people definitely a lot longer. And even at that increase, it won't make hardly a dent in our salary budget because we're not paying any benefits or anything with that.
How many hours are you working full-time a year?
Well, it varies.
It varies from eight hours to...
I understand that, but I'm just getting a rough estimate.
38 hours.
A year.
Well, a year.
Oh, a year.
You know, you could say total maybe 40 hours a week part-time. Total, with all of them. Yeah, a year. Yeah.
So you would be equipped.
So the first year, you're talking about $6,000.
Yes.
And years after that is another $6,000. Total amount of 18.
It wouldn't go up that much.
$3 an hour, 2,000 hours.
Well, by the third year, yes.
That's what I'm saying, topping out.
Right, but that's a lot cheaper than constantly hiring new people and training them.
Like Valley View.
So
you'd still be allowed up to six?
We would still employ up to six, correct.
Okay. And with a total not to exceed 40 hours per week.
Well, when I say 40 hours a week, I mean between all six.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it could even be less than that. It's an as-needed basis.
Right.
So that's just a round number.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, if we don't pay them more, we're not going to be able to retain them.
Right.
And we're going to spend more money in training people to leave.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think if somebody's going to stick around with you for 3 years and try to have work with you, I think they'll do some additional money personally. You know?
Well, yeah, and it's not that much money, and it is a little more competitive. But we do need a resolution to do this, or what are we doing?
Yeah, it'll have to be a resolution to adopt this pay scale for the part-time police officers.
Right.
We probably already have one, so we need to go back and amend it.
Did we have one? I can't remember.
Well, we created a resolution to hire them in at $12 an hour. So we probably could just amend that original resolution.
No, we need to amend it.
What are we looking at for if the... Because they're looking at... I mean, I hear talk that minimum wage is going to go 15 an hour. So obviously, if that was the case, it would automatically go to 15 an hour.
Is that something that's going to happen soon?
Within the next year, I say it would. From what they're talking, I saw the other night on the national news, late news, that there was other, California and a couple other places that went to that. Right. They're saying that maybe not, well, the person that's running, what is her name, that's running for the governor's office, she wants to run on that platform of changing that. So I would say within 2 years.
Okay.
Because it, by the time that she becomes governor, the lieutenant governor now wants to make it 15 an hour, is what she was saying.
If that happens and becomes federal,
right,
then we'll have to revisit this.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just...
Doesn't mean we got to change it.
No, I'm just
15.
Bringing that out.
Right,
why she's getting this.
I don't know where they have the resolution book here. Aaron's looking for it.
You still want to pay what you can afford to pay up to that.
That's true. I understand. I'm just throwing something out
there. Yeah, I mean, if it became the labor law, then we would have to...
Oh, absolutely.
That.
We have to...
Oh, thank you very much.
So much better on the computer. It'd be so much easier on the computer.
I can't get on Melissa's computer. This is for 16.
Maybe 17 should be in there, or 16.
Well, we set it in 16.
They don't have a sheet on
we
the
have
front.
Them. You don't have like an index?
No.
Here, get into this.
Is it 17 or 16 there?
They've got them going the wrong way. It's supposed to say, oldest on the bottom, newest on the top.
There may be a sheet on 16.
Yeah, it was like middle of the year, I think, Lisa, 16.
Board approves. Tell. Bills payable. Teresa. Can you please look for, I start right about midway, and you're looking for a resolution.
You can always add the number later.
Look at my face. Tell me what you're looking for, and I'll look at it from the computer. I'll tell you what it is. When we adopted the pay for part-time police officers.
Yeah. Probably for the hiring and
hiring of them
and hiring
setting
of
the compensation. Sure. We just need the number. All right. President of his. Post.
Our department going to pay that $100,000 back?
When they get their second draw in August?
They don't have it before that.
No. Uh-uh. There's only, they just wait on their, they even said on their next draw. So when that other million comes in, then that 150 will come out of there and they keep the rest and the rest comes back to
the general fund.
General fund.
Mm-hmm. We're at what, a million something in general fund right now? One point something.
A million change.
Yeah.
How much is it, Lisa?
About a little over a million. And then we just got that $34,000 from the city of Columbus. Okay. And then we just got a $16,000 refund check because our rates went down and we went back into retro and BWC. So we got a $16,000 check for that. But I have to divide that out.
Mm-hmm. Amongst departments.
Amongst the departments.
Still tugging around here.
I know.
Okay. Moving on. We just got to wait on that.
So we waiting?
She's looking for it on the computer.
So in reality, in the general fund, what you got now...
We have the money to...
Plus what you just got in.
Did you... Where are you at on here?
What's
about
the million
borrowing?
Coming in August?
Front page.
Oh, front page.
I just... About a million. You're talking about a million that comes in August. What $1 million is that?
The second draft of property taxes.
Right, mm-hmm. Property taxes.
Yeah.
But the fire department doesn't get a full $1 million, do they?
Just about. They get almost all of it.
Okay.
And see, next year he'll be getting his. Mm-hmm. In March or April, depends on how it falls with the county.
Right.
That's when we get the first draw.
So you got currently around a million.
Yeah.
Plus what you got today.
Yeah. Well, actually yesterday.
Two checks yesterday, 30,000. So really, Rob, there's about a million.
One.
Well, yeah.
Let's face it, the general fund has never had this huge amount of money. When it did, it was because of, when I first came here, 488,000 of it was misappropriated. Okay. That belonged to EMS, and that money went back to EMS. But we really did stay up quite high, and that's pretty good. We've been really frugal with our money.
We have to be careful and keep it up there.
Yes, that would be wonderful if we can keep it up there for a rainy day type situation.
Yeah.
But that's why I'd really like to have $100,000 back from the fire department before we do this.
Well, the money's coming, so I mean it'll be there. I mean we've been clear down to the general fund's been clear down to $250,000 before. Okay.
Well, that's what Welch and Adams said. The 150 will not be.
It doesn't.
Back.
It doesn't have a cost in here. It just says, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, that the board approves Chief Smith to fill in and open part-time positions upon approval of basic physical.
No, we want the one. This is the last one that we sent.
2016.
Yeah, I know there's one.
The middle of the year.
I'm sure there's one someplace.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's one. The money.
Are you trying to find wages? No, it does.
I remember. Because we had to.
1621 is it for the police department?
We said
executive session to discuss personnel
wages. And then we went back to the 12, so we had to change the resolution.
There's wages, bills, and notes.
No, that's payroll.
Okay.
Melissa, Connie.
Yeah, those were.
Let's let Lisa.
Except, yes,
let's
sir.
Let them go ahead and.
Okay.
Move on to something else.
Okay.
Next, I need a resolution to hire, or not to hire, but to make 3 part-time officers full-time. The process to going back to 24/7 coverage cannot be done overnight. There's training. If we wait until January of 18, it will probably be June, July, or August before we actually get back to 3 shifts. I would like to start now.
With 3?
With 3.
Your part-time guys are all trained and ready to go?
They're trained and ready to go.
You have 3 street ready right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I have 3 picked out already.
What's your plans on just putting them on all by themselves?
Well, they'll be by themselves. We're going to, the plan is, I think I gave you a proposed schedule too.
Yeah,
the plan is to start pushing into third shift till about 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
That would be good.
And then slowly but surely, we'll be back to 3 shifts.
Yeah, with these additional 3, we could do that to 3 a.m.
Yes. Plus, it's summertime, so it's going to get very busy.
Right.
So it'll also allow us to beef up second shift.
Mm-hmm. Which is where a lot of your stuff happens.
It is. And all the new part-time people that we do hire mm-hmm. are going to be in training for at least 60 days.
Okay.
And you got to remember, they're only working maybe 2 days a week.
Okay.
So that's going to take all summer for them to actually be able to
be
by themselves. So that's going to take some serious training time.
Yeah. Okay, I'd be in favor of that for sure.
I need a resolution.
A resolution, 17-125.
To hire
3.
Three officers.
Resolution.
Do you need their names?
Yeah.
Tell me when you're ready, Lisa.
Chief Smith. You going to say offer? 3.
Offer employment to.
Offer.
Get their names.
Offer.
Full time employment.
Please.
You had the name selected on them.
Mm-hmm. I'll just wait for
the. Okay, what's the first name?
Eric Ratliff.
Do to full-time employment. Is that correct?
Three names.
Yeah,
okay.
You have three names.
And then 17-126 for Chief Smith offer
you
police.
Do three resolutions?
Yes, sir. It has to be that way. Right. So each one can go in each of their files.
Yep.
You have to do
anything. Do I have a...
You need to do a resolution at the time and move on it.
Okay.
What was the guy's last name?
Which one?
Ratliff.
Ratliff.
17-125 for Chief Smith to offer police officer Eric Ratliff to full-time employment. Do I have a second?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Next one is 17-126 for police, for Chief Smith to offer police officer
David Pollock, P-O-L-L-O-C-K.
O-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time employment. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Now the next one.
The third one is 17-127, and I'm just making little for Chief Smith to offer police officer.
David Woody, W-O-O-D-I.
Mm-hmm. Full-time employment.
Now they're all going under probation, right?
Oh, absolutely.
John,
yeah,
do I have a second?
That's
a
contract.
Second.
I
yes.
Make sure.
Okay.
Oh, there's no way around it.
Don?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. So that is done. This is 17-126, 127.
Did you set a date on that?
I would like to have an effective date of next pay period, 517.
Next pay period, Lisa.
Sorry,
effective.
517.
They may or may not start on that date, but I wanted the resolution.
Okay. For
517.
517.
Okay.
First day of the pay period.
Okay, thank you.
I'm done with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now we can go back to the one you were talking about. Here's the resolution. It just says, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to hire up to 6 part-time police officers at $12 an hour. That's all it says.
What was the number?
And it is Resolution 16-013.
You need to amend that resolution.
So, amend.
What is it, 16-013?
Just 1-3.
Resolution 16-013, amend.
To $15 an hour.
To $15.
But we're not hiring
dollars.
Six.
Well, we're.
No, it would be.
Yeah, I know we're changing the pay, but is it going to matter the way that reads, saying six?
Yeah.
Do you need to put the whole scale in there?
Yeah, we can amend it to add this. I'm sorry to back.
You got a copy of that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amend that to change the payroll, to change the pay to $15 an hour.
Right.
Okay.
If you amend the whole thing, you're saying you're hiring up to six.
Amend to $15 per hour to start. Correct, gentlemen?
Well,
no.
Except for training. No. Training is still at 12.
Because you might want to just go with the new resolution.
I'm sitting here thinking.
Because leave that resolution alone and just make a new one for what it is from the state
basically.
Board.
You can do it that way.
Yeah.
Right, and that's what I'm sitting here thinking. We're normally a man, but I think in this situation, I
think man.
Yeah, I'll pull this out to make it a new
resolution. Exactly.
Okay, that would be 17-128.
Yeah, and just you, since you've got your copy there, just go ahead and this would be
128.
New
how
rates.
Do you wish it to read?
The training.
Oh,
the new
sheet.
Yeah, looks like you've got it there.
We'll start at part-time officers. We'll start at $12 an hour. After training, they're up to $15 an hour.
Yes, you can basically just copy
well,
that.
Implement.
Do we want to leave that dollar per hour, or do we just want to do that? And we
well,
It's, I think it has to be part of the resolution, but it is based on their performance, so it's not a guarantee.
Right.
Which is why I put based on their performance. So it doesn't, you know what I mean?
Gives you a flexibility.
It's not an automatic step.
Right.
Right.
And I'll put C sheet.
Their raise would have to come back to the board to be approved.
Right. And of course, they, you can put that other in there and then put on there, like I say, based on, performance and trustees' approval.
Okay. Based on performance.
And board's approval.
With.
Board's approval.
Board's approval. Board's approval. Thank you.
And that would be the last one, only last, the $18.
Now, also, out of curiosity, not to muddy the waters on that, but don't you also, wouldn't that be under when you give your evaluation? The performance is based on your, because do you score an evaluation?
Yeah, he would have to.
Yeah, I would evaluate them, right, and then I would come back to the board and say,
yay, no.
Give his opinion and so forth and so on.
Yeah. I'll give a yes, no, maybe.
Right.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, that one's fine. With this.
After talking to Lisa, we are estimating that a half year salary and benefits for a brand new officer will cost between $25,000 and $30,000 apiece. There's also uniforms that we're contractually obligated to purchase, as well as body armor. So I am asking for a resolution requesting a transfer of $100,000 from the general fund to the police budget to allow me to budget for those issues. I mean, that's a cost we know we're going to need, because right now our budget's set up for what we have.
Yeah, at the first of the year, you can pay it back when you get your new.
That would
March or whatever.
Yeah, March, April.
Right.
It depends.
Well, what I'm asking for is a transfer, so that we do not have to start in a deficit.
It's up to the board.
I'm asking the board.
I'm saying it in advance, in advance, just like we did the party program, maybe in advance.
I'm fine.
Well, what do you guys want? Permanent?
Advance.
Advance? It's up to the board, not me.
Yeah, I'll tell you in advance.
When we're saying advance permanent, what are we talking about?
A transfer is you're giving him the money to keep.
Okay. Right.
He does not have to pay it back.
Right.
An advance means you're advancing him the funds, and then when he gets funds, then he's to pay
and
it back.
You are asking for either or?
I'm asking for a transfer because we need to rebuild this department.
So with a transfer, we're not getting that back from you?
No.
Correct. So we're trying to rebuild the department. So I don't want to start out with a deficit if we don't have to, because that could force me to come back to the board and ask for more money at the end of next year.
Right. So now the fact that we are rebuilding this department, you would think that the board would pay for some things that they have to have, because we're trying to get it back up and running.
But every department is supposed to go under their own authority. Every department has a levy. They need to be self-sufficient as much as possible. I'm saying let's make the advance and go into next year and worry about next year when it happens.
Okay. If we do that, we will more than likely have to ask for more money.
Well, you already know you're going to. If I just looking at this, I know you're going to have to.
Yeah, but if you did your budget right and your levy is correct, next year you should be able to live within your means.
Correct, but not with paying back $100,000.
Then I would go back and say technically you shouldn't be asking for it.
Come back later.
I'm not, sir.
What I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I do know what you're saying.
It's like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
That's the way this township has been run for 20 years. Is the
problem. I'm saying advance.
We don't have to do anything until January of 18 when the money comes in. But your residents or kind of expecting something.
But if we give you an advance of $100,000, you are getting that.
We are getting it, but we're going to have to ask for it back because it puts us in deficit going into next
and
year.
And then they can address it next year.
Here's my thought. At the end of the day, no matter how we look at this money, as you said, there's more money in that general fund than we've ever had. Mm-hmm. We're not wasting it. At the end of the day, it's the taxpayers' dollars that's out there. For us to hold it as our own little piggy bank saying you got to fend for yourself is wrong. To be able to get this department back where it needs to go, for us to take $100,000 and give it to the department, that still gives us $900,000+ in our general fund, and we are in the fifth month.
We have streets in this township, and you can just give you a figure of $60,000+
right.
for part of one street, and that doesn't count the other part.
Correct.
We've got Havenwood out there, and the other streets are in horrible shape, and that money comes out of the general fund. If you need anything in your buildings, it has to be done, and emergency funds, they have to come out of the general fund. You advance this money temporarily, and next you address it next year.
But you're
that's
always
what was always done on the fire department.
Well, that's always, just because it's something that we've always done doesn't mean that we have to. That's the board's from board to board to board to board may have always done that, but
doesn't,
that doesn't mean that we can continue to do that
well,
because what we end up. I'm still speaking.
Go ahead.
Because what we need to do is look at this at the end of the day. As I said, it's the taxpayers' dollars. By taking that money and putting it over there, a one-time to help them out, without them now living in debt, it's like college. It's almost like having your college debt. You're out and you got your degree, but now you're going to continue to pay. There is no reason that we can't do that, as well as do the paving that we need to do. And like I said, we're at the fifth month, and let's just say we're at $1.1 million. We can do this. Shame on us if we don't do this, because again, it's the taxpayers' dollars. It's not our dollars. We are for us to have any kind of a huge carryover, excessive, shame on us, because we're responsible for that dollars. And when we can give more people on the street protection and the body armor and the things that they need, that's where it needs to go.
You are giving him that.
I understand that.
You're just advancing the money.
We are,
and then readjust it
no,
next year.
No.
Well,
no.
I can tell you right now.
Well, there's three of us here. When we go to a vote, we'll let it go.
Just to make everybody clear, I'm a believer in everyone living within their means. Now, what is their means?
It's their budget, up to the board when they have an excess part of money, if another department needs the money, and they see fit that we have it in our coffers to give, it's up to the board's discretion to say, look, we have the money, let's give it to him.
Right.
Or it's up to you guys to say a loan. It is up to the board.
Right.
But I am certifying that you have the funds to loan or give it to him.
Right.
That's
and
what
all
I'm
we're
certifying.
Trying to do is get them back on their feet
and
then going
start.
Forward.
No, I totally understand that, John.
To give them that, and then from
and
that point
have,
forward, they would be on their own.
I don't have any problem with trying to help and everything. I think if we go with it now, you know, with advancing the money and review it again. In other words, I just don't want to take money. I wasn't clear on any of what advance or.
Yeah, that's what it means. Okay. Transfer means you guys are giving it to his department.
Make a resolution to advance.
17-129.
To advance $100,000.
And I would be comfortable with if you want to go any further.
Hold on, 100K.
Oh no, let's don't rush to it. Just
from
make sure everybody's clear.
General fund to the police. Fund 100 okay to advance $100,000 from the general fund to the police fund.
I mean, I don't mind at all subsidizing with additional money.
I need a second, please.
It's just
a second,
it's permanent. It's permanent,
John.
If we're transfer or
right,
transfer.
But
sorry,
but the thing, Ralph, what we're saying is
no, I understand what you're saying now.
Understand. Okay,
we
need to vote.
John seconded it. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
I'll get you your advancement sheet to you. when I do it.
So, make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Based on the budget, unless your numbers change from mine, we will be asking for that money back.
Right.
After we pay.
All we're doing is just wish, wash.
And if we
going to say no to the advance because obviously right. I want what's best for the department.
Exactly.
But I think that this is a huge mistake that we don't at least get you up and going first.
Well,
it makes no sense to
$100,000.
Give you the money and take it back.
Yeah, well, that $100,000 will get you where you need to be, and then we can review it later.
Right.
And if there's a good stall or, you know, everything looks good and everything, then I would support some, you know, maybe a permanent gift, and maybe the other guys would.
And you can do that.
Yeah,
at the beginning of the year, if we see, you know, it's just going to harm him, you do.
I know what you're saying.
We
know it can be paid back.
But I was listening to what she was saying. Just give her a minute.
It's just that if you guys, at the beginning of the year, when he gets his funds, that you don't see that he can pay it back, then you guys can amend to turn it from an advance to a transfer.
To a transfer.
Then all I do is just go back to the one that I gave him and redo it.
And that makes sense.
Okay. Next, I would like a resolution to purchase 4 new vehicles to replace our final 4 vehicles in our fleet. I have options in your packets for a 3 or 4 year lease. At the end of the day, the difference is about $7,000 to $8,000. I've already budgeted into the levy numbers that we'll get next year $50,000. So what I would like to do is go with the 3 year lease because it saves us money, and our payment per year would be like $51,000, which is what I budgeted.
Okay.
You have a cost sheet of what we spent per car. On the newest Charger, we've already spent $2,800, and we're getting ready to spend $500 more to put on new struts on the front end of it. With adding these 3 officers, our maintenance costs are going to continue to go up on these cars. If we ordered the cars now, we still won't get them until late October. So
I don't think they should be ordered until your payment can come out of the levy money.
Say that again.
I don't think they should be ordered until the payment comes out of the levy money.
But then what we're looking at, go ahead, honestly.
If we do that, we're going to look at several cars probably going down, needing major expenses before then. Maintenance costs are going to go up, and it's just a misuse of taxpayer dollars to do that.
Yeah.
We have the money in our budget to pay for it before the levy money. We should be okay. It's up to the board where you want to spend the money.
Yeah.
I mean, you can spend it at Tuffy, or you can have a car with a bumper.
Now, the total, I was looking at one of these here, Byron. And the...
Is that about the lease sheets?
Yeah, lease sheets. And it... I thought they had a quote for...
They do.
Well, I'll tell you, you did a good job breaking these down. I'll give you credit for that.
Well, I didn't do it for it. Did
it for it.
Deal or done. Yeah, I didn't do that.
The vehicles will get here. Wow, that's a long ways off if you order now.
It is. They would get here right before winter.
Yeah.
Now, we can also estimate that we would not need to replace another car probably for at least 1 year, probably 2 years after the last payment on a 3 year lease. So that would give us 2 years to kind of build up that coffer of equipment fund. After that, we would have to start replacing probably the first ones, and that way we can sell them, get on a schedule to where we can get something back out of the cars. But
quit spending so much in repairs.
Right. I mean, you know, we've spent a lot on maintenance on these cars. These Fords are known for blower motors and the front ends, and I mean, they they're going to be driven two shifts
constant.
Constant as opposed to one shift.
Yeah.
When we increase the manpower. So, you know, the one that's got 114,000 miles is probably not going to make it till October.
Well, we have to, unless we get horses, we have to have
cars. Well, what happens when one goes down, you put extra load on the other cars.
It seems like you got a Kentucky Derby horse.
And you wear those out. So what do we want to do?
I'm going to make Belgians a resolution that we accept it. And go ahead and order them.
Yeah, let's see
here. Being here just before winter. Mm.
Yeah.
When do you think payment due?
The first payment would be due whenever we receive the cars, which will probably be...
Yeah, I'm trying to get a total figure on four here.
And that's not coming out of the $100,000 you give it up.
Probably not, not unless Lisa's numbers were off. It'll come out of our budget.
You'll be pretty close on that, won't you?
On delivery.
Yeah, there was, I believe, a $100,000-$150,000 projected carryover this year.
And that kind of a carryover is a safe carryover?
Well, it gets us through till March.
Right. But I'm just saying if we had $1 million carryover, I think that we'd be not doing due diligence to our people with money sitting in the bank versus men on the street or women.
Well, they put the fire department said they were going to carry over $200,000-$300,000 in February. We loaned them $100,000.
They're going to pay that back.
Well, I understand
if
that.
He gets that,
I'm
if they
saying some of these projections
yeah.
just don't
well,
print out.
If he gets the money from that SAFER grant and he gets to keep that last little bit,
right,
then he's going to carry over nicely. He'll still
well,
be able to pay the
$150,000. I'm just saying last year he said we would have $200,000-$300,000 over. And he was broke in February. And you said it yourself. Mm-hmm. He overspent. He was broke now. Something didn't work out. So projections, you got to be careful.
Everything
with them,
what
work out.
And, of course, he's had these two accidents with them. So, but he's got, thank God, our insurance is paying
for it. But that was after that.
Mm-hmm.
They come broke in February when they said he was going to carry $200,000 to $300,000 over. I'm just saying, are you sure of your projection?
I'm as sure as I can be based on the numbers we were given at the beginning of the year.
Well,
we took a 10% decrease of those numbers to account for people that don't pay their taxes or what have you.
And see, that's huge because
so,
they usually tell us 3%, and
right.
He took 10.
Exactly. Well, here's my take
because
on that,
to
too.
Safe.
I had the three new officers. Plus, there's going to be times you're going to be working part-timers, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of money we're spending on those old cars, Don, it's, you know, I think you're better off just to get the cars and, you know, that way you know what you've got dependable. If you get delivery on them September, October, whatever it is, give the bad boys a try out, make sure everything's cool on them, any adjustments, factory adjustments, or anything you need to do, get them done. And you should be good to go there for a couple, 3 years, really.
Your first payments are around 50-some thousand?
Yeah, the first payment, if we do the three-year lease, right, which it saves us about $7,000 on
right.
the four, is $51,654.01.
Right.
That's what I budgeted into the levy
right.
to do, to replace, you know, the cars.
Right.
So,
which
is pretty much right on budget.
I feel pretty much... as much as I do safety and service and everything with you guys as I do with the fire department, I want to make sure that we're as safe as we can be on the street. And certainly with the older vehicles, there's always going to be an issue with that. Now, four new ones will give you what? That'll give you seven basically new ones, won't it?
Yeah, we stay at seven.
Okay.
Six on the road.
Correct. Yeah.
And even if we got to squeeze through a little bit, it looks like to me we're good enough in the general fund that we could sustain a little.
I don't think we'll need any more money.
It may not.
Than what we have.
But I'd rather get them and start.
You want to pay for those first three out of, what was it, fines or something? Or
mm-hmm.
parking?
Yeah.
Impound fees.
You want to do that?
For the first three, yes.
Okay.
And that's what I budgeted for this
You're
year, too.
You're still paying, what was that, parking fines?
Yeah, Well, parking, we have fines, alarm fees, and impound fees. So all these things are up.
Right.
So the goal is that collectively, we have enough funds coming in from that outside source to pay for the car payment.
The new ones also.
The new ones. I budgeted, in addition to paying for those out of those fines, I also budgeted $40,000 for that payment, just in case, because you can't...
Because you can't count on
you
that.
You can't count on it?
I would say don't even count on it.
But that's my intent, is to use that money. But like this year, for example, I budgeted out of the budget to pay for the cars. So if the fine money pays for the three we have now, and we have to make a payment in October,
right,
we have that money that I budgeted
right
for the other one.
Right.
I just need a resolution.
So I totally understand the deal there. We'll have an annual payment mm-hmm. of 51 or whatever, 50,000.
Yeah, 51,000.
We'll have 51,000 when on delivery.
Correct.
Okay. I think we ought to be okay on that. What's your opinion there, Lisa? I think so, don't you?
If he gets in trouble,
yeah.
I mean, we have the funds to help
shovel, him. Shovel a little bit more over to get him through or whatever.
I don't think
that would hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've let other departments, and that's what we're supposed to do, is support.
Big thing, too, and I 100% agree with Don on this. The roads are, some of them are in really terrible condition.
They are.
You know, you run them.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to bear that in mind.
I'd see $300,000 or $400,000 right now.
Yeah, you could.
Havenwood is terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing I think we should work on to see if they'll help us.
Lisa, you going to a vote?
You know, Jim and I,
you
probably have too, briefly talked about
that. Jim, what was your rough cost on Havenwood? Remember that?
About $278,000.
That was without curbs, wasn't it?
That was without curbs.
Yeah.
And I'm working on grant things right now for those. That probably won't go into effect until next year.
Right. That's your major expense, isn't it, Jim, and your roads at Havenwood?
That would be
the biggie.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, that's
yeah.
I'd seen them over there. I was looking at the park the other day, which brings up another thing. They're putting new curbing and approaches at the office and a couple of other places over there. So
are
they're taking care of some of that on their own.
Are they? Well, good. Good deal.
Also, those no parking signs you put up.
They were smaller when they went in.
I know, but they're all laying down. You just drove them in, didn't you? You just drove them in, didn't you?
Yeah, we didn't think about
it. Maybe think about need to put them on cement. But if you go there and look at them, they're almost, there's a couple of them laying clear down, and the rest of them are made down to 45 degrees or more.
Kids probably swinging on them.
Well, they don't want to park there. They don't want them there. So they're
measuring. I'll camera at the tree and find out who's doing it. This was found in money back.
So...
Try to use it yet?
Look at it and think about cement.
Okay.
Just think about it. Probably the only way you're going to keep them on.
We shouldn't start, really shouldn't need to start rotating even the new ones you got out here now.
Not for
2 to 3 years at least, what it should be, or three maybe.
No, I don't anticipate having to replace anything until probably 2 years after the last payment of the new ones.
Okay. Of these current new ones?
No, of the...
Of the new ones.
Of the new new ones.
Okay.
Even...
Right.
So 3 years from the ones we have now.
Okay. So we're going to have a little hardship paying for them for the next 3 years, but...
Well, not really hardship. I mean, it's...
No, I mean, it's very doable, so. Yeah.
And that security guy did say there's a lot of people still parking in there.
Okay.
I'd like to make sure they got good equipment. They haven't had it for a very long time, so I'm all for
that. We just have to maintain it and keep it running good.
Yeah.
So I need a second for the leasing of the four police cars for him to go into contract with them.
So it's lease and then the $1 pay at the end. Okay.
I need John.
Yes.
Don.
Yeah.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What's the number, Jason?
17-130.
Does that need to specify 3 or 4 year lease?
If yes.
Sure.
With a 3 year
yeah.
lease. Thank you. I can have that.
And that cost includes everything.
Yes. Yeah, everything is pre-installed from the back.
They install all that, don't they? The
yeah.
radios, all
the
things.
Yeah, they come and get our radios.
Good,
and
good to go when you get them delivered, except lettering them or whatever.
No, that's it. Done too. That's all part
of it. Oh, they do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Lettering on top too.
And on top.
You know, John, you had mentioned getting a number on top.
Yeah, he just said they would.
Oh, they put those numbers mm-hmm. on top, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, they'll do it however we want it. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
With the increased personnel in 2 shifts, we need to promote somebody. Right now, we only have 1 person that meets the qualifications, which is Todd Moore, and I have been working with him the last several months. So some of the issues that you guys may have heard.
You've already been adamant that you did not want to promote him.
Huh?
You've already been pretty much adamant you didn't want to promote. Are you getting that taken care of?
That I don't want to promote?
That you did not want to promote him.
No, I did want to promote him, but there were just personality issues, and we've been working on those.
Mm. You cleaned that up pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
Has he gotten any, what you call vacations? You know what I'm saying? Any schooling, any training?
Well, he has an exceptional amount of training in the military as far as advanced leadership, instructor courses in the military. He also has the time in service, which is the biggest qualification that we have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I am against promoting from the outside mm-hmm. because I think we should promote from within.
I'm with you on that, yes, sir.
That's why you're chief.
If right, if he didn't qualify, then
I
wouldn't have anybody else.
No. Yep.
I think when Chris Beach, if you remember, the only way he was going to get his promotion, he was supposed to do some kind of a.
We send them to a leadership school.
Leadership school.
Mm-hmm.
Does Todd still?
He's going to be required to go to that.
Yes. Yeah, he's required to do that by his contract.
Right. And within so many days?
Within the first 6 months or a year,
okay.
Depending on departmental issues. And that would be governed by the union. You know, if it's like, well, this doesn't happen until 8 months later, they'd say, okay. You know, their goal with putting that in the contract was to make sure we offered him that advanced training. Now, he also is on probation for 6 months, which is not negotiable with him. It's set by the contract. And the contract does say if for any reason, if he has to be removed, unless it's something that would be terminable, he would go back to his current pay, current rank. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
Okay. So his pay would not increase for 6 months, is that my understanding?
No, it would increase.
Okay.
But if he did not make his probation,
okay.
then when he went back to his former status,
he'd go back to his current pay.
He'd go back,
okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
I know you have to go to the contract, but I'd like to see him get to school soon.
Yeah, I'll look at a lot of that. That's a lot of good.
Like I say, and I know you got to go by the contract, but I'm just dating. I think we need to get it started soon.
Okay.
Seem to get what, please?
Get school started soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it is typically like a 2 or 3 day leadership
right,
course,
right.
which is good because we're not in the military. He does have a huge amount of military experience.
Right.
And we've just been kind of working on helping him transition from the military side to civilian side.
Right, because there's a lot of difference.
Right.
Yeah, when would you want to see an effective date? We need a resolution on that, don't we, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how much you'll be advancing?
Per the contract, it's 12%.
12% pay? I can figure that up to put it in the computer.
And the effective date I would like would be the 17th also.
Okay.
And he's also non-union.
And it's also non-union.
Sergeant is non-union.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Non-union.
You don't have to put that in there, I think it's just...
It's in the contract.
Oh, okay, thank you, thank you.
Just not aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need a second, oh, you gonna read it, or do you...
Yeah.
It's 17-131 for Chief Smith to promote Todd Moore to second shift sergeant with a 12% increase in pay with a starting date of May 17th payroll.
Then I would go with that 12%, just make sure whatever the contract states.
Yeah, that's what it's currently set at.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's all I had for that. I do have one more issue, which is not related, but I have a captive audience, so I'll send you out an email later. I've already emailed everybody that Melissa's going to be off for the rest of the week. She is out of sick time. Okay. I am willing to donate her a week's worth of sick time.
Okay.
And we can do a resolution at the next
meeting.
But I need your approval because this will go through the payroll system before...
Right. Before she gets back.
Before she, well, not before she gets back, but before you,
she
we do the resolution.
Check.
Right.
She gets paychecked. Right.
So I just need...
Right. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I mean, that's awful.
Increase.
That's generous.
Yes.
I think so.
That is very nice.
It's the second time.
Yeah, I think Jim's offered to do it.
Yeah. I should take it from Jim.
I have seen past administrations say no to it, and I could never figure that out. If someone wanted to donate their sick time to a... You know, I say we're all like family.
Right.
I don't understand why they couldn't, so I'm honored that you are doing that. I mean,
you understand it is, though, is... You've got excess sick time.
Well, I do now.
Well, I'm just saying, if you was to leave tomorrow,
right,
you throw away
mm-hmm.
maybe 500 to 1,000 hours.
I know.
Throw it away.
Right.
So it's very
sweet.
If you
would not get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So those hours you're going to donate to her.
Right.
So I'm just saying, on the other end, I see where management doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
Because... Those are hours that may not get paid.
Right. That's money that may not be spent.
Right. May not be ever paid, but you are going to use it. And I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
I'm just saying that's why.
No, I see both.
They probably don't.
Both sides of that coin. Yeah.
I need a friend like you.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Was that a motion? Was that a motion?
Yeah.
No.
No, I think you have to make things,
but if you could make a note.
Yeah.
I will make a note right here.
So I don't
how many are you going to?
40 hours.
Now, what we'll about the next meeting? We'll do the resolution.
Okay.
Was there going to be two supervisor spots?
Well, we had talked about two, and I'm okay with two. I don't have two. But at some point, it might be more effective to have one on second, one on third shift. If the board agreed, we could make a resolution to contact the union about putting that in there. It's not a you have to fill position, but it could be open in case at some point we wanted to do it.
I don't see why we wouldn't go ahead, at least have something open. If the board decides to move forward, at least that would already be
in place.
In place, correct.
I'm not ready to do it.
What?
Put another sergeant on, have two sergeants.
Well, no, there's not putting a sergeant on, that you would open up a spot
for another pay.
If the board would desire to put one in, Ralph, what they would do is go ahead and check with the union to make sure it would be in place, so that then when we would be ready to do it, if we were ready to do it, it would be
already in place
to do it.
By doing that, it doesn't bind the board at the end of the day. The board
costs us nothing to do.
Just a yes or no. I just would need a resolution to approach the union to ask them
a motion.
To add that.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the contract.
It's usually a motion.
Is that necessary?
Just to look. If you guys give me, you can.
I don't see it.
Yeah. I'll make a motion.
Well, it could be necessary later on, Ralph. Right now, no, because we're not back to three shifts.
Right, right.
But by already having it in place, if we so choose, if the board, whoever the board is, it would already be in place where they could do it. To not do it now while we have the opportunity.
They go through the process of Byron recommending him for.
Yeah, I would recommend, I would come back to the board and say, hey, I would like to put one on second and move, say, Todd to third shift. The board would say yes or no, you can fill it.
Right. Man, I don't see what it could harm, really.
Okay.
Is that 132?
I mean, do you want
to? If you're gonna open up a spot.
Yeah.
If you're gonna open up the spot.
You need a resolution.
You need a resolution. If right. you just are going to give him permission to research, talk to the union, you only need a motion.
Well, the union won't have an issue with it.
Okay.
But if I want to have them put it into an addendum in the contract.
Oh, okay, then you need a resolution.
But then that comes into negotiation time.
It's yeah. up to the boards.
Right.
Well, I've got a motion.
A motion to what?
For a resolution that he will be able to go to the union to be able to make a spot that later, that way there's a spot there if the board wishes to, so desires to fill it.
So, let me see how you word it.
It would be a resolution to add an additional sergeant position.
To add
We're adding the spot, we're not adding the person.
Position. To add an additional sergeant position.
I'm not sure if that's the right word.
That means you can go out here tomorrow and promote somebody.
He can't. The board.
If you make a resolution today to open that position, he can go over tomorrow and promote whoever he wants for make another sergeant.
No, it has to come before the board.
No, you just passed a resolution and gave him permission to do it.
Well, the resolution is just to create the spot, not to fill it.
Well, you created the spot.
But that
the board has to fill it.
Right. The board would have to say yes or no to any employment.
No.
All you're doing is creating a spot.
No.
Yes.
All you're doing is opening up an additional spot, but that doesn't mean at the time the chief wants to fill it.
No.
Well, it's not the chief. It would be the board.
He would have to come to you and say, I have this position, and now I would like to fill it.
And say, listen, X, Y, and Z, we're now at this point, and I feel that we should, and the board would say yes or no if we think that they would want to have that position. But to have the position already there so that when we would want to fill it or need to fill it, it's already done.
He would just come to you and say, under resolution 17-132,
he's not the board.
I would like to look for candidates, and then you guys got to give him the permission to look for candidates.
Exactly.
Well, I think it has to be clearly specified. Not just a thrown out.
That's what I'm saying.
The way it's worded is not correct.
Okay, how would you like it to read?
You do not
by the board's decision.
You're not making a resolution to create a position.
You can create the position. Doesn't give him the right to fill it.
Yes, it does.
No, if you create a position, it has to.
No, it doesn't have to be filled.
Right.
In order to fill it, it has to come to the board.
Now, Byron knows that.
What's that now?
If you create a position, it needs to be filled.
Well, it would be creating a position that could be filled at a later date with the board's discretion.
Then it totally needs to be specified as such.
At the board's discretion. To add an additional sergeant position at the discretion's discretion?
Yeah. At the board's discretion.
That means that the board would have to approve
any and all
employment,
rank transfers, things like that.
Essentially,
just like we did with Sergeant Moore.
Well, essentially, that's what you have to do anyway.
Right.
You recommend, and the board moves on.
This just gives.
So if that makes him happy, I don't.
So you wanted to say at the board's discretion?
I'm not going
to
second it anyhow. I'm just letting you know.
I'm the one who made the motion.
The resolution.
Resolution, I'm sorry.
At
the board's discretion.
Board's discretion.
Discretion.
Okay, read it over. And
it says to add an additional sergeant position at the board's discretion. To be filled at the board's discretion.
And time.
Discretion. And time. Okay. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, to add an additional sergeant's position to be filled at the board's discretion and time.
You're not creating at that point, are you?
We're not filling anything. Okay. We don't need a second.
Okay.
Okay, I need a second to that resolution.
I'd second it.
John?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
So now we don't have to go through this. The board, whoever the board will be at that time, can make that decision.
Well, technically you do, but it's still.
Well, now he has a position. It's not filled.
Right.
If he wants to have it filled, he has to come like all the other departments and say.
Which essentially is what
we have this position,
anyway,
and at this time,
you know, if that makes him feel good, good.
Right.
He has to ask the board permission to even, you know, when I look at candidates.
Right.
That'll be a motion to allow Chief Smith to look at candidates, and then if he finds somebody, then that's when you guys can really study.
Exactly.
If he really
exactly.
Is that all?
That's it. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
I'll second that.
To adjourn. You three, can you stay here?
I will.
Have bills and to sign. To adjourn. I need a second, please.
What did you got?
Bills.
Yes.
I need a second for the adjournment.
Yes.
Oh, John. And John voted yes. Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
This is Teresa once again. You met her already.